The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Because I was fucking the shit out of her.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo.
Oh, hi, Miss Katie.
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
You said you wanted to play dress up. Don't you? Come on, Elmo. Don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, bringing you hormone-free, 100% organic, disease-resistant quality entertainment for your sensitive ear holes. And here's our host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hey everybody, welcome to Monday's edition of the show number 87. 87 already, fantastic. Coming to you live from RazRadioLive.com, also links on KinkyKatieRadio.com for you to check it out. With me, as always, is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
Hey, what up?
What's going on there?
Nothing much. How's it going?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good. Awesome.
I'm happy to be back on the air. It's weird. I know I was just on...
I'm happy to be back on the air. It sounds like... did we take a break?
No,
did
see,
we,
that's
were we on hiatus? Did I miss vacation?
No, that's what I was saying, is that I know I was just on Friday, but yeah. I just feel like I haven't been on the radio in a while. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, you're used to that Friday two-hour block you had going on there for a while.
So now I have one-hour block.
There you go.
Still.
There you go. It's not quite the same.
It isn't the same. But if you guys want to join in the conversation, it's 941-421-0401. So that is absolutely no excuse. If you want to Skype in, it's Raz Radio 1, but you're not going to see much tonight, so you're going to see the table.
Good luck with that. Yeah, you get to look at the mixing board. My hand.
Or they can look at you.
Yeah.
If you want to talk to SD.
Sure.
He's available.
I'll watch you, and you'll watch my hand on the board.
Creepy.
It'll be awesome.
So if you want to do some little chatterbait.
Oh, boy. Let's not. We'll just say we did.
Come on, girls. Show your wild side. Don't even have to show your face.
Nice. Yeah, they do. I want to see face, too. I want it all.
All right. And if you have, like, gummy nipples, then they're better than regular nipples.
I don't know why that is. I tend to like gummy nipples.
Like gumdrop nipples.
I do.
Not the gumdrop nipples.
You're a monster.
You are.
As per the request of my fearless sidekick, whom I love so very much, we do have a new segment starting today.
Tits, man.
Yeah.
We doing that now?
No.
Okay.
It's not coming.
I don't know. You got me excited, man. I want boobie, boobs and news. News and boobs.
Yeah, this is actually the biggest tits in Hollywood.
What?
Yeah.
In Hollywood, like physically, or that works in Hollywood? Works in Hollywood.
Well, works in Hollywood.
Okay, I'll take that.
And
do I get to see him? You got a picture?
No.
Okay.
Well, they're in outfits.
I'll imagine.
But here's the thing, though, is there's about 29 of them, but I didn't list all 25. It's
29 boobs?
That's not an even number.
No?
Well, one had a mastectomy.
No. Boo.
I'm kidding. It's just a joke, people.
Okay.
Oh, we're just doing funny here. Well, at least trying to. Anyway, okay. But I didn't list all of them. But then some of them, I think, are horseshit. Some of them are definitely smaller than what they say, and some of them are definitely bigger.
What do you mean? You think? Well, just by looking at them, you think?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You're like the booby whisperer?
Well, I'm the ball whisperer.
Yeah.
But Selma Hayek, I don't believe that for fucking shit.
She's in the top 29?
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking...
Well, it started at C.
Illuminati marketing.
But there's only a couple of C's, and then it goes D, double D. There's E, F, triple F, triple K.
Yeah, what about the redheaded chick on...
She's on there.
What?
Okay. Christina Hendricks.
I don't even want to hear this right now. We're not going to hear it right now.
No, we're not going to hear it right now.
Good.
There's a new article out on KikiKateradio.com. Hey, you ever want to know how to make a porno? I know you do because you guys ask me all the time. So guess what? I made it super duper easy, simple, put all the steps you need to know right on that article. So if you go to KikiKateradio.com, boom, right in the articles, how to make a porno. All the info's right there.
Pretty easy to do, I think.
Pretty easy to do. Yeah. It's very self-explanatory.
We have used that exact formula to make every movie we have ever made. Exact, identical formula.
And there's about 26 of them.
And I want to say there was only like 139 words in that whole article, too. I mean, I think maybe 189, 86, something like that. Words. So really... If it's short, dude,
it's a quick
really.
Read.
I'm just saying.
It's very shareable.
It is that easy to do.
And it's got an awesome cover picture.
Now, how not to let people that you don't want to see your porno see it, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's kind
of... Once you made it, it's...
That's not my department. Hey, I only do one responsible advice sort of thing once in a while. Okay? I don't care. Upload it to the cloud. Put it on, I don't know, burn it into somewhere. Stick it in a database at work. Doesn't matter to me. I don't care what you do with it.
Exactly.
This is just... You all ask me how, so there you go.
That's how.
Simple.
Do it.
Just... Easy peasy. And if you still can't figure it out, well, I have no hope for you. Really, I don't. I think if you can't follow two steps, there's nothing I can do with you. I can't. All right.
So what else you got? You got stuff? Other than tits, man.
2 weeks from today, we're going to have an in-studio guest.
Yeah?
Yes.
In-studio.
Holy Jesus. And she's bringing her own microphone.
Nice. Good job.
I told her to.
That way it'll sound just like her.
Yeah, it'll sound just like her.
It'll sound just like she does.
Yes, on the regular. So, Little Miss Amberlini, the host of One Night Stand, which I am her co-host on Friday nights. She will be in town from California, and she's staying with me for a while. And then Razzfest is the next weekend. Ta-da! So, I'm all excited about that.
Good.
I'm really excited. Yeah, she wanted to go down. So I was telling you that she wanted to go to a fetish party that's happening the night that she comes into town. She's like, oh, I want to go to that. I said, it's about a 6-hour drive from when I get you down there. So we're not going to be making that.
Lauderdale's not real close, believe it or not. I mean, you'd think like it's in the same state, but you're from California. You know what's up. It's like you going to like the Redwood Forest up north. You know what I mean?
So you go surfing in the morning and then drive and go skiing at night.
I guess. That's what they do. But they have long drives. California's a big fucking state, too.
No, I know.
It takes you a little bit to get from stem to stern. Kind of a gig.
Takes up almost the entire side of the continent.
Continent, huh? Good.
The whole thing.
Good.
Country.
Nice.
Well, I forget about Alaska. But anyway, it doesn't really matter.
Don't use big words. You're going to hurt yourself. Don't do it.
Oh, my brain.
I know.
I'm a girl. And I'm blonde. What are we going to do?
I don't know.
Will you tell me?
Well, as long as you find your way home every day, it'll all be all right.
He got me chipped. Me and Numbers got it at the same time. We just thought it'd be a good bonding experience.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Yeah.
That's why she's like always up my ass now.
Mother kid matching tattoos.
That's right.
Cool.
I'm going to get a little green mark right on my stomach if good. I have a hysterectomy.
Awesome.
All right, fine. Be that way. All right, so this is a little something that's been going around that I saw on the air that I thought was kind of fun. Yesterday, it was some of the frat boys at the Old Dominion University. They were offering freshman daughter drop-off. But then that wasn't the worst. They said, well, today, because of that, there was the Ohio State guys. They kind of decided to put it that said they had a daughter daycare and dads will take it from here.
Okay, wait a minute. Hang on. Huh?
Frat houses. All right, it's going back to school times.
Yeah, back to school.
So they were holding they had big, huge banners made that said, like, daughter daycare at the frat house. And, like, drop your daughters off here. And then dads will take it from here. Is it making sense now?
I got it.
They had ones also that say free drinks for moms. And, nice. Like, we love cougars, nice. And, like, MILFs make our day.
Are any of these signs working out for anybody?
Well, a lot of people thought it was funny, but then they didn't think they were going to get in as much trouble as they did.
They got in trouble?
Apparently, yeah. When a lot of people were taking pictures of it and posting it all over social media, well, it went viral and it went everywhere because it's funny. Well, some people are now all highfalutin, oh, I'm offended. They said they've been doing this for years, and now all of a sudden, somebody's got a problem with it. The one guy's like, I'm, you know, I'm a good Christian man. My father's a good Christian man. And this, you know, this is not, I mean, they're not raping people. I mean, Christ, they just, it's funny.
It's a joke.
It's just a joke. It's just kids are having a good time. I mean, my God, it's just college.
That's right. So don't drop your kids off there.
But I mean, it's not even the guys that are doing it. The women are doing it too.
Yeah.
Like one of the
sororities.
Yeah, one of the sororities. It says, "Can't come in the front, but you're welcome in the back."
Nice.
Another one said, "Freshman boys, our couches don't pull out, so we hope you do." P.S. Megan does butt stuff, which I thought was funny.
Yeah, I don't know why in the world. Well, I mean, I guess I don't know why anybody have a problem. College kids are weird. Well, let them be weird.
Everyone is like so overly politically correct anymore, and everything offends everybody somehow. So these banners have been going on for years, and why is it just an issue now? Is beyond them.
Yeah, well, you'll find out later. Like 14 little girls have been dropped off at the frat house, never to be seen again.
They keep them in the basement for the pledges.
Yeah. Duggar Alpha.
Oh,
Kappa.
No.
Yeah. They have their own Christian coalition.
It's all family.
Yeah, it is. It is. But they still have a secret handshake.
Yeah, do they carve a D in their forehead?
I don't know what they do. I don't really know. I haven't been able to infiltrate them yet.
They brand the pussy. So you know it's a Duggar brand. It's a part of the cattle. Is it out of the herd? Oh, there was another. Well, there was another thing too that people got all pissed off. But this was one of the things. It was 10 years ago.
10 years.
So yeah, there was a fraternity that wore T-shirts during move-in week that said "Freshman girls get them while they're skinny," and then on the back it was a cartoon of a girl carrying around a scale. Sorry, freshman 15.
Something.
So yeah, I don't know. But then,
then
there's some more.
Shortly following.
There's one that says, we'll take what we can get at 59 Clit. # welcome to Cougar Town. 59 Clit is the name of the street.
No.
So that's.
I like that address.
Yeah.
Can we go visit?
Sure. Nice. Why not? Let's go. Let's go to Ohio.
Oh, Ohio.
Where did you think? Sorry, it's not near Bumpers.
No.
The baby Bumpers.
That's okay, because that's in another place that I probably don't want to visit. It's probably way too cold for me.
Oregon.
Yeah, see, that's a lot colder than Ohio, I think.
Is it?
I don't know. It seems cold to me. It's not in the tropics. It's not for me.
Oh.
I know.
How are we together? Because you like to keep, it's got to be dead cold, and I've been sweating my ass off at like 71 degrees in here at night for some reason.
That's because I know how to use tools, and one of the tools I have at my disposal is an air conditioning unit. Just because I like it in the tropics, you know, if I want to go outside, at least I want it to be warm. I just don't want it to be cold. I have a shaved head. I'm very sensitive to cold.
I like it brisk. It doesn't have to be snow. I don't want snow.
I don't even want brisk.
Whatever blows your skirt up, or your kilt, for that matter. All right. So this girl, you've heard about this.
Have I?
I know you've heard about this because we discussed it. So this girl unknowingly blows her brother.
Oh, yeah. In the porn. Yeah.
Some people are going on saying that the story is fake.
It's completely fake. Of course it's fake because they had the director of the movie say some fucked up shit as a statement. About her suing them, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like, really? If somebody's going to sue you, legally, you need to go, well, fuck her, she's dirty, and look at all the other shit she's done. Don't tell me she cares. She doesn't care. She's filthy. You know what I mean? How is that a response to somebody suing you, like, if you're actually worried about them suing you?
Well,
you know what I mean?
Maybe they're not worried about them because they didn't think that it would hold up, and people
because she knew
people were weird.
She knew she's blown them before.
Actually, there's other things about that. So for you guys that don't know, this porn star Madison,
sure,
she's seeking about
it's a real name.
course. So is Peaches and yeah. So she's seeking $3 million and a new Corvette. She specifies I don't know a Corvette in a lawsuit against Come and Go Productions. Well, they allegedly tricked her into giving her biological brother a blowjob through a glory hole. And this was on the set of some porn they were doing called Milkmaids 2.
Yeah.
Now, the only reason they would be calling... Now, they're right there. Boom, boom, boom. She was not lactating out of her nipples, so she has no point in being in Milkmaids 2. Because Milkmaids, I do know the series, because there are ones made that's about lactation. Chicks that can squirt milk out of their titties.
They just CGI that shit right in.
No, they use fresh poppers.
Fresh poppers?
You can see them. I mean, it's
yeah. It's a thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can fake a squirt. You can't fake liquid coming from out of your nipple.
I don't think it's that hard to recreate, though. Milk nipple.
I'm just. Well,
I think every woman has the capacity to have nipple come out of their milk or milk come out of their nipple.
Really?
Tits, man.
I can have nipple coming out of my milk.
You can anytime you like.
Awesome.
Anytime you like. I don't know whose nipple. You might not like the nipple that comes out of your milk. But I can get a nipple to come out of your milk.
Can I have my milk teat free? Please.
Okay, we'll work on that. Find some locally sourced
nippleless milk.
There you go.
I want free range and nipple free.
But it just changes the taste of it for some reason. I can't really get used to the nipple free milk.
I don't like it unless there's at least one hair. You know it's
just
fresh.
Gross. It's just gross. Yeah.
Oh my god. But no, you are absolutely right. You can.
I'm right.
You
can. Something?
Yes, you can make a girl
mark
lactate. It might take
1703 mark.
On August 31st, 2015. You were mark. Actually right.
Okay, what was that? What did I do? What was I right about?
You can make any woman lactate over time.
Cool. That's if they have boobs. If they've gotten a mastectomy, you can't make them lactate, so
yes.
I'm already punching holes in your theory.
This was your theory.
I had no theory.
I was going a lot. Alrighty, fine. Fine.
So what was the story about again?
Yeah, we went the whole thing on lactation. All right. Well, she said usually they do a meet and greet the performers before they get down and dirty.
Brother sucker.
Yeah. Mother trucker, mother sucker.
That's right. She knew that cock. Well, like she didn't know that cock. Come on.
But they
They're
said
two consenting adults. You can do what they want.
Well, the producer said he wouldn't let him meet, and she, you know, she knew it was going to be an incestuous theme because it was going to be distributed to Japan, because apparently the Japanese love incest.
Sure, they do.
Yeah, I don't buy that either.
I mean, maybe they do, just like anybody else does. I mean, I don't know.
Just like anybody else
well,
does.
Incest is a very popular genre of
it
porn.
It is. It's very, very high in the top 10. It's actually in the top 5.
What was that? The quintessential.
Taboo.
That's it. Taboo. What was that? 78, 76, 70, 80? Somewhere right in there.
So it was the, I think, late 70s, early 80s.
And that was just straight out, you know, mom banging son. Wasn't it? Yeah.
They had a whole series. It was mother, son, father, daughter,
that's
groups.
Right. It was a whole series.
Yeah, it was a whole series.
Well.
I know because people ask for special orders all the time.
Yeah. Can you give me Taboo 18?
The uncensored version. The unrated version.
There you go.
I had a lot of people ask about Tracy Lords. I'm like, dude, she was underage most of her porn career. We cannot sell that in the store or help you find it. That would be against the law.
Yeah, well, and most people probably just don't want to sell anything because they're kind of pissed off at her, really.
Right,
The porn industry, fuck yeah.
Well, because she duped
them. Yeah, well, and it was a big thing, and she got really popular, and it fucked a lot of people over, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I could see where that happened.
Because she just failed. Oh, yeah. She wasn't, like well-liked after that, I don't think. I don't know. I'm going with that.
Well, she's still making movies.
Allegedly.
Not
is she?
Porn movies.
No.
No.
She should have stuck with something she was good at, really.
Well, I mean, she's not bad. Of an actress. She's done
I
a lot
just
of...
don't like what? I don't remember hearing about her in anything, have I? Do I know about her in anything?
Yeah, she was in Zach and Mary Make a Porno. She was Bubbles.
Oh, wow. Come on. She was playing a porn star for crying out loud. Or a prostitute.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's true. But all she was in John Waters. She's in a couple of John Waters movies. She was in Crybaby. She where she was not a prostitute. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Okay. I got you.
Well, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, I don't
taboo.
Yeah.
Incest. Brother banging. Brother
all the way
banging.
Back.
Cousin cum guzzling.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like that? With the feverish one or the slow one?
I like the feverish one.
Okay.
I like them both.
There you go.
It's fun because then he kind of starts you off and builds you up to just. Brrr. He makes me just want to go. Makes my clit jump. This is one of the quotes from her. It says, the producers wouldn't let me meet the man I was sucking off beforehand. Says, I found this to be odd because normally we always meet and greet for our scene partner. I like to make an emotional connection with my fellow actor before a scene. I even try to quickly fall in love with them if I can, as it makes my job so much easier if I'm truly in love with the man that I'm ready to fuck.
Yeah, makes it real easy when it's your brother.
That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard. There's no porn star or even non-porn star that would say that. I like to fall in love. I can only fuck who I fall in love. Bitch, you have him for like an hour or two, depending on how many scenes you're shooting, and that's it. You may work with him again, but probably not. That is if you work again, depending on how awesome you are. Whatever. Well, her brother also works in the porn biz.
Oh, I know, because apparently he's an actor.
Yeah, well, I'm just skipping ahead.
Just skip ahead.
I'm just going to skip ahead.
Just skip ahead. You're like last week on this one anyway. You're so last week ago.
Well, I had it, but whatever. He says some pretty weird, gross, disgusting things about his sister, how he'd fuck her, but in the end, pussy's pussy, whatever. Now, here's the things. This is what says, doesn't it all sound like bullshit to you? Yes. It says, especially where he says, you know, she has no moral standards. That was what SC and I were talking about earlier. About
statement
what,
of the director.
Statement of the director.
About the lawsuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's suing you because you duped her into sucking her brother's cock. And your response is, well, she's a filthy, dirty whore.
Well, yeah, that's what that he says. She's a liar.
Paraphrasing.
Miss Madison will do.
I was paraphrasing.
Well, Miss Madison will do anything for money. We normally would have paid her a third-rate talent, like $25 for a single glory hole, but we agreed $100 because it was her brother. Let's not forget, it's the same girl who allowed herself to be penetrated by the head of a dead anaconda in Snake Hole. She has no moral standards.
Exactly. Yeah.
So.
Bullshit. Well, I got you to talk about it twice. It's worth talking about it as far as the incest thing goes, because at the end of the day, they're two consenting adults, and really, who am I to tell them?
You're going back to the whole Duggar thing. I don't like talking about that. I don't know why you keep doing it.
Because I like watching you squirm. It's fun.
Oh, you're such a dick.
I know. It's awesome.
Well, the writer of this article said that he Googled it and tried to find either of these people, this Madeline Madison or this Chuck Tang. And
I like his name.
Yeah, Chuck Tang.
Got it.
And he said they can't find him anywhere. You can't find any quotes on record, nothing, no story, no blip picture, not a damn thing about it.
I mean, it's definitely not even brother, sister, likely. You know what I mean? It's probably completely bullshit on top of the bullshit wrapped in bullshit.
It probably is. Yeah. Hey.
It's a shame.
It is a shame.
It would have been a lot better if they were related.
For you.
I mean, better story anyway.
Let there be nudity in Florida. The state of Florida has made a bold change in its laws concerning nudity in public beaches.
Really?
Beginning August 1st, full nudity will be legal at all public beaches.
What?
As long as you obtain a Florida state nudity license.
Come on.
Governor Rick Scott approved the bill passed by the state legislature making public nudity a state-owned beaches legal. And he encourages tourists and residents to make use of this new law. Today is a great day. Not only will it be legal to hang out at the beach totally nude, but we encourage you to do so. Governor Scott said, as long as you're a fairly attractive person, nobody's going to complain.
Oh, wait a minute. I am seeing...
What are you seeing?
Well, I just saw the link to an article that says the state of Florida did not pass a law legalizing nudity at all public. So if you have a Florida state nudity license, Well, maybe not. Hey, hang on. I don't know what it's saying. I could be reading the wrong thing.
Yeah, or you could just be fucking up my entire bit, because that's awesome, too.
I like blowing you up like that.
You
good.
Do.
Well, I want people to get actual, real information. We're going to try
if they
to
couldn't
out.
Figure it out, well...
Oh, my.
One part of the new law, which may be infuriating to some, is the weight limits. For those who strip down completely, if you are overweight by more than 20 pounds, you will not be given a license. You will be politely asked to go on a diet and to come back at a later date and try again. So, I mean, if you can't tell that this is fake, then you've got issues yourself.
Oh, okay. About to say, yeah, fake.
Yeah, no, I know.
I don't know.
I was...
You could have warned me.
Oh, well, normally you don't go all willy-nilly and all googly.
Yeah, that was a lot. That was a lot of work for me to do in the middle of the show. Generally, I won't do that. You're right.
Yeah, because generally you're half comatose anyway.
I'm not
and
really
I can,
comatose.
No, you're not comatose, but you're looking at levels and you're not even paying attention usually to what I'm saying half the time.
You're talking?
See? So now one time you just pick up on something and start to Google shit. It's like, what the fuck got into you?
I don't know.
Oh my god. You know, I think we're gonna go into a squirreled up, and yeah, because there's no point in continuing on with this story
why.
Because
it
doesn't
it
even fucking matter any.
Nice.
Yep.
It's good.
Great job once again.
One time I actually looked into something.
You're such an ass.
I
All
never
right.
look into anything either.
So well, while I beat him, and that's okay. I'm going to take away his whatever. Anyway, stay tuned for more of this awesome Kinky Katie's World.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty
no.
and refreshing
snack. Not now.
All right, treatments for erectile dysfunction that thankfully aren't in use anymore. Anyway, well, these are things that they used to do, but thankfully they don't do anymore. But I'm sure in some countries they probably still do. Just chewing on pieces of roasted wolf dick.
Nice, that doesn't work.
Nah,
I'm gonna have to cut way back on my wolf dick eating, dried wolf dick eating.
I'm so chewy. Nah, nah.
You love those fucking Alaskan bush people. You're like a cousin of the Alaskan bush people or something.
I do.
I know.
I would have sex with one of them. I would.
God.
Why not?
Oh. We'd have to hose you out good. So dried wolf dick.
No, really roasted.
Roasted.
Yes.
Not dried?
No.
That's why it's not working.
Oh, see, you can't have cock jerky.
Well, they really need fucking larger print instructions, I think.
Well, yeah, I can
make
get
it so
a little...
Well, you know who else is using it? That's what I'm saying. They need like the big print with Braille. We need that and fucking some kind of a voice that comes out and tells me, hey, roast this. Don't dry it. Dick.
You won't get dick. Yeah, dick. That's what it is. Ingredients. Cock.
You have to roast your cock. You should know that.
All right. They would smear a paste of ground acai leaves and Christ thorn in honey all over their cocks.
Huh. I'm trying to think. Well, acai is sweet.
You drink
sweet.
It.
And then thorns. Thorns?
Well, they're called the Christ thorns, so maybe that's a kind of flower or something.
Maybe it's just good smelling and tasting. It's like just your...
To cover up the ball smell from back then.
Uncircumcised Indian funk. Like, imagine that 10,000 years ago, you're wandering around with sticks and shit. You know what that would be like, hanging around like that. You know?
I don't know how people were conceived. I really don't.
Well,
I can't.
Men
ew.
Or women.
Oh,
nobody's
God.
Probably smelling good fucking 5,000 years ago, you know?
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Nobody washed.
That's, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wasn't pig back then.
Ross.
I know.
All right, it says, eating the brains of a male sparrow mixed with the filbert nuts and billy goat grease.
Nice.
I don't know what billy goat grease is. I don't know. Is that the fat? No,
jizz?
Grease.
I don't know.
Goat lube.
Yeah? What would the goat be lubing?
I don't know.
See?
All right. And then applying an electrical current to the spine, your gooch, your balls, and your cock.
All at the same time?
I don't know. It didn't get that specific.
That's a party. I don't.
No, I say so.
I'm almost tempted to say I would try that, but I'm no. I'm not no. 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 What did I just say? No.
See, if with attached to the cock, we could do it in an electrified sounding rod. So we just lube it up and slide it all the way down inside, but you lube it up with water-based lube because that condenses electricity better. No?
I'm not talking to you.
Why not?
No. Because, why? Why?
You love it.
No. I wouldn't. I don't. No. No. What? No.
And now, on with the show.
raised a weirdo. Life a whole lot different than a year ago. 18, thought I'd be famous in a year or so. 5 years later, still ain't made it, man, but here it go. Never made it through college and had it in my hands. Luckily, a suit and tie wasn't part of the plan. Doing shows around the map, trying to fly to Japan. Make $100 million and get my dad out of that Dodge Ram. Past bitches in the ditches. 10 years of drinking beer and prescriptions. I rapped about it, but no one would ever listen. So I decided, fuck them all, and made the world change positions. What happens when the club don't excite you? Labels wanna sign you, you're sponsored by designers. Every girl you need trying to throw you that vagina. On a real hoe, I don't wanna hear critchy critch, bitch.
And welcome back to Kinky Katie's World 87, RazRadioLive.com, also KinkyKatieRadio.com. Rule 34 Studios, bitches.
Gritchy, gritchy, bitch.
If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 941-421-0401. You can get me at KinkyKatieRadio on the Twitter box, the Twitterlater.
That too.
Tweet me, bitch. With me, as always, is my flesh-covered fuck toy, Mr. SC.
All right, two in one night. I get introduced multiple times. It's like a multiple introduction time.
Well, I could have said Baby Huey.
Here's that dude that was here with me before the Squirrely Katie.
Well, some people might not be tuning in. Hey, locked up.
We're just resetting, man. Just resetting. Let it happen.
My GAC boy.
Huh?
He knows who he is. He's listening right now. He can finally. He's the one that sent me a message. You know, kissing on your pink parts.
Okay.
One of my. He's a friend.
All right.
Yeah.
Good. Friends are good.
Yeah, it's also kind of funny. He's one of the guys that I know personally that can take the Great American Challenge up their ass.
That's quite impressive.
Yeah, but it's also kind of funny when he told me the story that he left it in the shower and his in-laws came to visit.
Yeah.
And they thought it was their daughter's.
Nice. Did he let them know it wasn't?
I think she did.
Oh.
Which was a little awkward. I don't know if they told him about the whole
did she do it in like
chastity.
An angry kind of a way? Like, no, Mom, I would never put something that big up my butt, please, or my snatch. Either way, I'm not putting that in me at all. God.
That's his.
Obviously his, not mine. Obviously.
It's like, well, maybe if you could fit it, she wouldn't be that stuck up and bitchy. You think you need to tie her up and just force fuck her with it.
Wouldn't it be nice to, like, have a sister, like, take one for the team on that one and go, sorry, Ma, it's my big cock. Stay away from my big cock. I like to fuck that thing. You know?
Yeah, I guess so.
Be a lot cooler that way. Be a lot cooler if it did.
If it did. All right, we are going to head on to the topic that Essie has been anticipating.
Nice.
For like a couple weeks now.
I'm anticipating something. Tits, man.
So this is Tits and News.
Tits, man.
Is this my tits music?
Well, we're going with this, yeah.
All right, we're going to go with this today.
Why not? Give me some booby music.
I like booby music.
Good.
All right, so these are the biggest boobs in Hollywood.
What?
Yeah, there was 29 of them, but I didn't say all 29. A couple of them are grouped together because they're the same size tits.
And those are 29 pairs, kids,
pairs.
Not 29 boobs.
29 pairs,
you got
titties.
It. That would be a lot more than 29.
No, I don't. Now, this is supposed to be in order depending on their bra size, but I really think that they're fucking out of order. Some of them don't. But this Katy Perry is only 28, and she wears a 32C.
Huh. Wow.
I think they're bigger than that.
Well.
Well, the 32, though, it's very small around. And yeah. The cup changes. It doesn't matter. We got Halle Berry and Scarlett Johansson are both 34C.
Wow.
Yeah.
Still surprised.
I know.
I really see them as Ds. I don't know why.
Okay. Selma Hayek.
Selma. Come on, Selma.
Yeah. They're saying she's a 36C. I don't know. She's fucking bigger than a C.
I all of the above, I think, are bigger than a C. I don't know what's going on. Although bras are quite
weird.
Nice.
Then we got
days.
Kim Kardashian, JWoww, and Katie Price is a 32D.
JWoww? Come on.
Well,
take her off the list immediately.
Whatever. They're saying she's a 32D, but the Katie Price chick, I've seen her tits, and they're bigger than a 32D.
Huh.
Much bigger. Okay, then we've got that Courtney Stodden chick.
Courtney Stodden.
She was the 16-year-old girl that got married. Now, she just turned 21,
yeah,
apparently,
we
on TMZ.
We were just watching the thing, yeah.
Those gigantic fake plastic boobs. Guess what?
That looks like that girl that we know.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Doing that thing?
Yes.
What would you say her bra size would be?
Hers? Like,
yeah.
Now? Oh, that's God. That's a solid D, at least. Double D.
It says it's a 36D, but I would go bigger than that.
I would say double.
I would say triple.
Yeah. Okay.
Those things are...
splitting hairs when you go double to triple, really, though.
It all depends.
Yeah.
Then we got this Jerma Atkins. She's a 32 double D.
Doesn't like carbs, though. I don't know what's up with that.
She likes the meat, baby. She's not one to shy away from a protein shot. To the face!
In the face! Right in the face!
Coco. Now, Coco kind of surprised me. You know, Ice-T's bitch Coco?
Yeah.
Big booty Coco? What would you think? What would you kind of put her titties
She's
at?
She's got to be solid, double, triple D, solid, all day long, triple
yeah,
D.
They have her at a 34 double, which I think she might be a triple, though.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, here again, you know, I think you're splitting hairs double to triple, really. I mean, really,
I
there's not that big of a difference between the two. All of those other girls saying they're just C-cups, though, is just completely wrong.
Yeah.
They don't know what bra size they are.
There's a chick, Kat Denning. I've seen her in a bunch of stuff. She's got really fucking big tits. It's saying that she was a 36 double D, but now I would go triple. Her boobs are enormous.
Huh.
They're
don't
your kind of boobs.
Yeah, my kind. The floppy, warm, soft kind.
They look heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like gumdrop nipply.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of small
yeah, nice.
To medium areola.
Good idea.
Yeah. You like it that way?
I do.
She's on that show, Two Broke Girls. She's a brunette.
Really? Her boobs are that big?
Yes.
Huh.
They are. She was also in, like, Thor. She was in a couple movies. Anyway, doesn't matter. Then we've got that Heidi Montag.
Heidi Montag, no.
She was a reality star when she was younger, like, on MTV. And then she met this guy, Spencer. And then they've become, like, the most annoying people in the world. And then they would try to get... on everybody's
where's McKinnon?
Bad side.
Where's McKinnon?
She's not even on here, which I think is ridiculous.
Come on. They put JWoww on there, and they did not put What's-Her-Nuts? No fucking way.
Hey, I think they got some of these numbers wrong. And by the way, I don't know how old this is. It didn't say. It came up recently, but, you know, whatever.
And what about World of Warcraft girl?
Who? Oh, she's on here, too.
Oh, is she? Good.
Yeah, she's on here.
She should be.
She actually...
She deserves to be on that list.
She's a 34D, Kate Upton.
Upton. There you go.
Kate Upton is a 34D, which...
They seem pretty big.
Yeah.
For D, they seem pretty big.
Maybe,
and pendulous.
Well, they're probably really full Ds.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that Heidi Montag, they said she's a 34 triple D. I don't buy that.
Well.
Kendra Wilkinson. Okay.
Kendra. Oh, Kendra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to laugh at this one.
Where do they have her at?
They have her at a 34E.
Come on, really?
Yeah, she's not.
Maybe she got reduced at some point, though.
No, I saw her on the show when she was 18, and I see her now, even after kids. Her tits were never a fucking E.
Huh.
They were maybe a D at their biggest.
They're just throwing darts at a board.
It's
fucking ridiculous.
That's all
they're doing. They're rolling dice to see how big these boobs. They're not even looking at pictures of boobs.
I only have three more. I've got Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, she's got big boobs.
Saying she had 32 F.
Are they that big?
32. That's tiny
Come
around.
On, that can't be. I gotta
well,
there.
I kind of believe that one because they're really. She's tiny around, and those are pretty big tits.
Yeah.
So I don't know about F though. But then again, I don't know. It's
no,
weird.
No way. Hers are smaller than Upton's. I'm looking on right now.
No, they're not.
They are smaller than Upton's.
She's a smaller girl than Upton.
Well, still.
That's different.
It is not different.
Well, anyway, your girl is the number two, Christina Hendricks.
Yeah.
She's number two. They have her at a 32F.
Yes, that is probably accurate.
So, yeah, her is a 32F. And then this chick, Shayla Hershey.
Shayla Hershey.
They have her at a 34 triple F.
Mm-hmm.
But then it says slash she went up to a 38 triple K. She has the biggest implants wherever the hell she's from. I've never heard of her. And the picture they showed, her tits don't, no, her pictures, her tits don't look that big.
They're big. Oh, they're big. They're big.
You looked up Shayla Hershey?
Oh, yeah. They're big. They're like singular size, about like yay that much. For those of you that can't see what I'm doing, I'm holding up like what would be a really big boob. Like, like I'm going to say maybe tetherball size, smaller. I don't know. Big,
well,
though.
I don't know how tall she is. How big is she, petite? Because, I mean, they could be even bigger on a littler person. But the picture that they showed when they gave me this little factoid,
yeah,
they didn't. She was wearing a tank dress, and they didn't look fucking big at all.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, you see that?
They're out of control. Yeah. See a little more out of control on that picture there?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well,
you should look
right.
her up. Shayla, S-H-E-Y-L-A, Hershey. Nice.
Like the chocolate,
except they're most definitely obviously enhanced. I know, and I really like the heavy pendulous action that you get from a natural hooter.
All right, so yeah, it was an older picture that they had of this chick when they posted this factoid because that no, they were not looking that large.
Yeah, they are large.
All right, well now I kind of want to know if Kendra Wilkinson got a boob job because it doesn't look like it when I see her on TV.
You know, she probably has done
some maintenance work.
Yeah, well, like gone down. You know what I mean? She probably had them pumped up when she was doing a lot of modeling and shit, and naked, and maybe she deflated a little bit.
I don't know.
Because yeah, hers aren't that big here. I'm looking at them. And they're just not. I mean, they're nice. There's nothing wrong with them. But
there's no fucking way that's an E.
No, not an E. Not what I'm looking at.
Now, for those of you out there that kind of know who I am and have been to my website and go to my Twitter and stuff, I'm a 38D. So that's four sizes more than me.
Yeah, and I don't think... Yeah, no. I don't know. So, it's an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Something's wrong here.
I would say
it's
serious.
It's like a football stat, you know?
Serious exaggeration. All right, so that's what we got for the boobs.
Tits, man.
Yeah. Next we're gonna... So were you happy you got your segment?
I did. See, it was nice. I got to talk about boobs. See, I could do that every week. See, I could talk about boobs.
You got to Google and Oogle some boobs?
It's something.
But I can't Oogle.
You can't Oogle. You creepy Oogle, though. That's a different thing.
Ladies, if you really want to creep out your man.
Yeah.
Let him get, guys, go to bed together. I swear to God, you do it all the time. It's good for your relationship. Make him sleep naked. I don't know why you wouldn't, but sleep naked. And get into bed first. And when he's naked, just stare at him. But really, meet gaze, but kind of fix eyes right on his junk. And just look at it like you're going to eat it.
Yeah, no, to me, it looks like you're, you know, when you went into biology class and they were dissecting frogs and you walked in and the frog was all pinned open and you had that look like you see somebody looking at it, figuring out exactly how they're going to take it apart with that scalpel.
I don't.
That's the way you look.
I do not.
It is so the way you look. You put like the rapist look on your face, but it's not the fun rapist. It's the not
the therapist.
Exactly. That mistake happens all the time, by the way. Should really change his sign. Really should. It's not good.
Hey, I'm still going to Oogle you all I want.
I got you. You could cut down on the creepiness, though. You could go like four octaves lower on the
creepy
scale.
You make it more creepy than it is.
I do? How do I make it more creepy?
It's in your head.
It's in my head.
You just make me laugh. I stare at your junk, and then he grabs the edge of the blanket and, like, covers himself and tries to, like, bend over to slide into bed head and shoulders first. He's like, don't look at me.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll take your little pillow.
I hear you. I like my stuff, and I want to wake up with it.
I like your stuff too, so why would I remove it?
I don't know what you're thinking half the time. I don't know why you do a lot of things.
It's no good to me when it's deflated.
Well, maybe you figured out a way to where it would be good to you. I don't know.
Hey, you know what? Actually, probably.
See? Do you see? Exactly. And you wonder, what am I really going to do to you? Really, what's going to happen?
Have I injured you yet?
Yes, you have, by the way. Yes.
What?
Yes.
When?
I have had a grapefruit-sized purple testicle at least once, maybe more than once.
You told me it didn't hurt, so you can't.
It was still a grapefruit-sized purple testicle.
Okay.
I don't care how you break that down.
Okay, how about this? Have I ever injured you intentionally? How's that?
Yes, you were intentionally trying to hit me with stuff, and you made my nut the size of a purple fucking grapefruit is what you did. Yeah, it was completely intentional. You didn't accidentally hit me with all that shit. No.
Are you plumb sure it's what happened?
Nice. So anyway.
Eggplant emoji. No. Oh my god.
Yeah, so you're not creepy at all when you do this. No. You expect everyone to believe you're not creepy after that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not creepy.
Sure. Sure.
You're just really, really fun to fuck with.
I hear you.
Because you get freaked out by just the nothing.
It's not nothing. It's something.
It is nothing.
Well, I've seen the look in your face. You can't get away from it. There's no getting away from it.
I don't give you a look.
You do.
It's all
do
in your
so.
Head.
Oh, whatever.
So then, all right, fine. I'll just not get a tacky. I'll get extra tacky. I'll come out of the closet. Like,
that'll be fun.
Like a spider monkey.
Okay. You might not want to do that. It might not be a good idea.
Yeah, because I know you'll probably haul off and punch me right in the puss.
I won't mean to, but
it'll be a reaction.
I really startle really easily.
No, you?
I do.
Jeez.
A little. Slightly.
I learned that, ladies. I don't know if your guy plays pranks and stuff like that because he thinks it's fun. And if you're all good with that, okay, cool. There's no fucking way in hell I would ever play a prank on SC. If he's sleeping on the couch and I have to wake him up, I have learned not even to stand next to him. I have to sit on an adjacent couch, touch his arm and kind of tickle it a little bit and coo him awake.
Yeah.
If I say his name, if I poke him too hard, jostle, jar, whatever, blink, you know, have a mouse fart. I mean, he freaks, makes me pee a little.
Like I said, I startle. What do you want? I'm sleeping. I can't wake up abruptly. I don't know what it is.
And yet you can fall asleep at nothing.
I know.
Drop of a hat.
Awesomeness.
It's not awesomeness. I'm talking to you. I leave the room. I just walk right back into the room and you're asleep.
Well, it's because it's a nice, comfortable couch. I get underneath a blanket. It gets nice and warm. And guess what? I have 10 minutes. What the fuck? Take a nap.
It doesn't matter if it's on the couch. I'm talking about in the bedroom, too.
I could do that. Okay. In my nice, comfortable bed underneath my comfortable blankets. It's like I set it up to be comfortable so I can sleep. It's designed for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Hey, you know how we're talking about that? I got a little bit on more Ashley Madison stuff.
I'm not going to sing it.
Really?
No.
Holy crap. I'm really surprised. I even paused for you because I thought it was coming.
Other than my wife. Other than my wife.
You said you weren't going to do it.
I want someone other than my wife. Other than my wife. Other than my wife.
Great. You done now? You feel better?
I want someone other than my wife.
Well, remember how we were saying it says you're guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
In 90 days.
Patty the daytime hooker.
To bang somebody.
You got it.
Well, this is about a married guy who failed.
He could not in 90 days.
He did not.
In a bear with a chair? Not even them?
Not even a hump with a bump.
What? What's this dude's gig?
I don't know. He said he had Okay.
Okay.
Stop it. Actually, this is really boring. I'm just going to whatever.
Executive summarize his shit.
Yeah. He found a lot of girls that they wanted to be pampered, wined and dined. And he's like, I'm not looking for a relationship. I just want to fuck somebody. I don't understand. Most of the women that I noticed that went on there were trying to get stuff that they didn't get at home. But the guys who were on there, they were kind of the same thing. Like, she wants a loving relationship. I just want to fuck.
Gotcha.
I want to fuck someone who's not going to, like, bitch at me and shit.
And he probably came at him like super 70s style creepy on top of creepy.
Well, he said he didn't have any luck in the real world with women anyway.
I wonder why.
So, but then.
Other than his wife.
Gotta finish it.
You do.
You have to.
Can't leave it half done.
You can't.
That's just unladylike.
How can you get your meat if you can't have your pudding? I got it backwards.
I don't know what you're singing.
That's okay. You don't have to know.
Okay. So boring story cut short.
Yeah, boring story cut short.
Awesome.
There was girls that he would talk to. Either they wanted to be parents and stuff, or else they would flirt and then disappear.
Disappear. Yeah.
Like their shit would be deactivated, yeah, or they just, it was just gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake account.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. The troll account.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we're
blah.
Just going to.
More not. Blah. But yeah, fuck that whole page. Yeah, I don't even whatever. Like the way that page looks from over here.
I didn't either. All right, well, here's the thing that kind of backs that up. It says that there's hardly any actual women on
on that website that used to be a thing that is really not going to be a thing much longer, if it really still is now.
Because it's other than your wife.
Other than my wife.
Okay. On Ashley Madison. Does a hacker group, you know, the ones that to release the data, mm-hmm, said that there was thousands of women's profiles were fake.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's only 90-95% are fake.
I'm not shocked at all.
Mm-mm. But I mean, this, they went deep and deep and deep into this stuff. I mean, they went over to, there was IP accounts that were all the same. There were email addresses, like who would put at Ashley Madison if they weren't actually working for the company.
No, well, exactly. Exactly.
There was one woman's name of an ex-employee that was used over 350 times.
Well, a lot of those sites are like that, like, and everybody knows it, but, you know, people find people still, but still.
Yeah.
They put a lot of faith, and it's always the female accounts.
Well, and they say that they, and it was hard to track credit cards because women don't have to pay to be on the site.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know, though. But they had said that between 5 and 6 million profiles were marked as female out of 37 million people. But yeah, there was maybe a handful, and I do mean a literal handful.
Not shocked.
That were real.
Not shocked.
Mm-mm. They said there was one employee, she tried to sue the company in Canada over the terrible work conditions. She said she got repetitive stress injuries in her hands after the company hired her to create 1,000 fake profiles of women in 3 months. She said, written in Portuguese to attract a Brazilian audience. It was settled out of court, and Ashley Madison claims that the woman never made any fake profiles. And I'm sure she would say the same thing depending on the settlement that she got.
Exactly. I didn't fake nothing. It was all just my, I had to tweak my own profile, so it showed up 1,000 times.
I lied. I lied a lot. Yep.
I was fishing with the long line, you know?
I was just fucking off at work because, you know, I'm a terrible employee. You shouldn't hire me. I don't want to do anything.
Hmm.
Well, there's also a clause in their term of service. It said that some people are using the site for pure entertainment, that they're not seeking for personal meetings with
just
anyone to
out.
Meet.
Yeah, you got to see what's going on.
They just want to talk to other members for their amusement.
Sure. Well, you have to know, you know, I want to talk to other people that want to be with people other than their wife.
Like-minded other than wife people.
That's right. And I, you know, I want to get to the root of it, really. And maybe we can help each other and we can learn something.
Maybe.
Why is it that we want to fuck somebody else? I don't know.
See, aren't you happy that, you know, we talk about things?
Sure.
Well, sometimes talk. Sometimes it just happens. Oh, dear.
You're code talking again.
I'm not code talking again.
Yeah.
There's a sex worker that popped out. She's a porn star / cam chick / hooker stripper. She said she had unprotected sex with Josh Duggar.
Come on.
He did.
Really? Did she like it?
No, she didn't.
Oh, my. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, it says that Josh Duggar is a man that, you know, he became famous because his parents were nymphomaniacs. Great. Awesome. Well, he managed to shell out a lot of money for multiple Ashley Madison accounts, and this woman's lie detector test is to believe that Josh banged her in porn star and escorts without a condom while his wife was 5 months pregnant.
Well, you know.
And she described it as terrifying in the bathroom.
Terrifying.
Yes, terrifying.
Holy shit.
Danica Dillon, she's 28. She passed a lie detector test for In Touch Weekly, discussing her terrifying sexual encounters with Duggar.
Terrifying.
Yeah, she passed a polygraph test on August 24th. The details, her two sexual encounters with Josh in this new magazine. This is the first occurred after he approached her at the Gold Club in Philadelphia, where she was performing in mid-March. And the second month later, she was performing again, but in a different place. It was at the Creekside Cabaret, somewhere else. Well, she said he walked into the Gold Club like a normal patron, said he'd been a fan of mine for a long time and watched my career grow. He said,
I've watched you sprout from a little something.
He said, even from before my boob job until recently, and that he loved watching my very first scene on my adult website. She says, then it got creepy. After
then it got creepy.
Then.
Nice. Is, it wasn't creepy before.
Can you join me and my sister? Please? Can we do it on my mom's bed? Make sure you both get good and pregnant. It says, after watching her show and eyeballing me, Danica says he bought $600 in private dances and then asked me how would he be able to spend the evening with her. Well, Josh was violent with her when they had sex, and he didn't use protection, but he did give her thousands of dollars after the encounters.
Hmm.
So hush money, I would imagine.
Sure. Sure. So he was heavy-handed. Wow. Surprising.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got the hand of God inside him.
Something.
He needs to come out.
Something.
Come out.
Nice.
You got to choke it a little bit. Get out the belt. Wait, I wonder if he did like Cosby did, blessed him with his semen like holy water.
No, he wanted him awake. I want you awake. I want to see that face. I want to see it cry when I fuck you.
I wonder if he grabs the Bible out of the hotel. It just like jerks off in the pages going, the power of Christ compels me. The power of Christ compels me.
Nice. Nice.
Does it compel me?
Does it really? Does it really, Josh? Is it really that compelling, Josh? Really?
No, it's not that compelling.
It's not that compelling, Josh.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Now give me that angry face again, Josh. Give me the angry face.
There's an app, apparently, that's been around for a long time.
Yeah?
Well,
Twitter? Facebook?
What?
Huh?
MySpace?
That too.
Well, anyway, but the guy, the Ashley Madison dude, he has another app. It's called Rate Your Wife.
I think I'd heard that was the same company, and they were working on that before they fired his ass.
Well, it says what's your wife worth, and it's pretty much what it is. It's based on 2013 email exchange between the Ashley Madison CEO and the vice president of another company. They said that the users could post pictures of their wives and invite other people to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10 and give an actual monetary amount.
Yeah, that I would pay $15 to fuck your wife.
Right, and if you accept it, then boom, $15, there you go.
Oh, come on. It didn't actually exchange money. No, it was just, it was for fun. It was for rating fun to see how somebody rates. You know?
It would have been more fun, though, if that's how it worked.
I guess. Yeah. No. Wouldn't be that fun that way.
Depends how much money you can get. That'd be pretty cool.
I guess. Sounds like fun.
Come on, I pimp. No. Rent a hoe.
You know, you look so much different on my Apple Watch. I don't know why. Your boobs looked a lot bigger on it. Now that I see you in person, really, I'm just not that impressed.
It's like, you know what? Why don't you make a little square with your fingers and squint through it? Put it through your eyes. Is that better?
There you go. Looks just like what I saw on screen. Just check it out.
It's like, here, why don't you put on these Google glasses? It'll be so much better.
You can fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Okay.
It feels like a stranger, but oddly enough, it looks just like me.
That's a little weird. It's a little weird. All right, everybody, we're going to be going for today. That's all I got.
That's it.
That's it. I had a couple more things, but you know what?
You're not doing it.
No, I'm not going to do it.
You're not doing it.
All right, you know what? Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, iTunes, it's all there. Follow me, Kinky Katie Radio. Google, Kinky Katie Radio for all the fun stuff. KinkyKatieRadio.com. Not safe for work. Fun stuff. Articles galore. Follow me. Love you. I don't know. Kisses on my pink. Kisses on your pink parts. Bye.
And mine too.
I like tacos and burritos.